Sunday morning, Parshas Vayechi, Tov Shin Pei Aleph. We have Mr. Perry Miller, Mr. Kossoff, Dr. David Margulis, and we have Michael Schwabacher, we have Colin, we have Reb Sholom, we have Mark Steinberg, I have Steve, did I forget Steve, right? Steve is on also?
Yes.
Steve Rubinov. I forget anybody else. I said Mr. Perry Miller, right? Okay, tell me, please. Did I leave anybody out? Okay, got everybody. Good. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Okay, we are starting now on the Yudal Amid Beis. Two dots, Rabbi Isai. Two dots. Yudal Amid Beis, the two dots are about 13 lines up, right smack in the middle of the line. Ubishila Sholem, the last part of the Mishnah, which we learned on Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. These are the restrictions that go into place when we deal with these Tanesim for rain. Ubishila Sholem. Tan Rabbanon, Abraiso, Chaverim, friends. Referring to Talmid Chachamim, Ein Shela Shalom Einayim. They don't say Shalom. They don't say Shalom to each other. Unbelievable. Ameor is a Shalom, and if Amaratzim, who are not aware of the Halacha, in fact say Shalom, Machzirin Lahem, you answer them B'sofa Rafa, in a soft voice, Uvukovid Roish. You don't want to make a Machloikish. You don't want to make a fight. You don't want to make a fight. Rashi says in the third wide line, the end of the line, Talmid Chacham Machzolei Mishum Eva. You don't want to create eva, anger, chas v'shalom, sinah. Therefore, you answer them, but you can prove to them while you're answering them that it's not the right thing to do at this time. Okay. Tan Rabbanon, chaveirim, ein shi l'shalom b'neim, ami orzer olomak zirin lehem b'zov rafa, ubekoi v'roish, v'im misatvin, v'yoishvin, ke'aveilim u'ke'menudim. And they sit wrapped, is that the translation in the article, Miss Atvim, Mr. Kossoff? Is that the translation, Miss Atvim?
It said the scholar should respond to them in low tones and in solemn manner. The scholars wrap themselves like mourners and excommunicated persons.
Okay, they wrap themselves.
Are chastised by the omnipresent.
Right. Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Kossoff. Now, hey, Ms. Atvim, they wrap themselves as something which is not done anymore during Avelus. We don't do that, number one. Number two, you see something else here. Avelim and Menudim share the same type of halachas. That's why I tell people all the time, a person sitting in Shiva should not involve himself or herself, Rachman al-Aslan, in lackadaisical speech. It's not a time to talk about the stock market. It's not a time to talk about, as I said very often, where your kids going to camp? What are you doing for vacation? Excuse me one second. It's not the time to do those type of things. And one of the things you see from here is, again, that an oval is compared to a menuda, not that there's any fault of his own, but an oval is like a person who is excommunicated. An oval is like a person in nidui, and there are whole sections of halacha about a person in nidui, what a person may engage in. Okay. And what is a nidui? Because the other hanizufim lamaka yim, because they should read Eov in English, or read Hilchos Avelos in English, and not the paper, and not turn on the computer thing with the internet. No, unless they're looking to read something about Avelus. That's all. Can't learn Daf Yomi. Can't learn Daf Shavua. You can't learn Parshas Hashavua. Until they have Rachmonis Min Hashamayim. Omer Rabbi Loza. The shaykhis here has to be, because I guess we're talking about an eis tzora. Okay, now, Ain Adam Choshev Rashai Lipol Alpanav Elokein Nenek Yeshua Ben Nun Shenemah Yomer Hashem Yeshua Kum Leich, get up, Lomazat Reifel Alpanechos. You see, he was answered. Yomer Rabbi Loz, another statement Rabbi Loz about the same type of Indian. Ain Adam Choshev Rashai Lach Gor Sak. He cannot put sackcloth on himself. Elokein Nenek Yehoram Ben Achav, who was a Russia. Shenemah Hikishmoy HaMelech Esdiri Yisha Vayikra Esbegod of Oiver Alachoyim of Yarha Om Vinei Asak Albisoroi. Now, Yehoram Menachem was really a Russia, but he was answered anyways. He did tshuva. He did do tshuva. There's another tumult here. But Lamaisa, he was Nene with Levishas Sak. Not everybody can fall, and not everybody can tear. Maishu Aram Nefila, Yeshuva Kali Bekriya. Yes?
Why
don't
you compare to Russia? Why don't you compare to Mordechai? Did he wear sack also?
Yes, he did.
So why use Russia as an example?
Oh, that's a very good question. I like the question. I would have thought that the answer is he was earlier in time. When we go to the first sighting of the concept of a sack. That's what I would answer you. But I like Yukasha. I like Yukasha.
But isn't also for Kol Yisrael? Did your Tshuva with a different point at this one? Maybe he was doing it for a more permanent reason. He was for Kol Yisrael.
Okay.
Like, I'm trying to do what she did.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's not going to answer the question, though. It makes it worse. Makes it worse. Okay. What's that?
He says, Rav Elazar says, Ein Adam Choshev Rashai. So a non-order, in other words, like,
an action of putting on a sock is not something that anybody can do. I mean, listen, I never saw anybody put on a sock. There are pictures of people in Eretz Yisrael when there were very big hafganot. There were some very chashuva people who put on sock veifer. But I've never seen it done.
Yeah, they still do it.
Yeah, I've never seen it done. Now, it's a little bit, okay, you have to know why, because the Gemara seems to say that we don't do it. Unless you're very special people. Yom Rav Elazar, Le'akol B'Kriya, Le'akol B'Nefila. Not everybody has Kriya, and not everybody has Nefila. Moshe Rav
Nefila. Maybe they're reading it Dafka, that it's for Chasha people that were regular. In other words,
I don't think that's... I don't know. I don't know. I'm not agreeing with you. I don't know. Yeshua V'Kali B'Kriya. Yeshua called that Kriya Shenemar, because it says in the Pasuk that the word in the Shenemar is not here. Moshe v'Aaron menafila. Dichsiv v'yapel Moshe v'Aaron al p'neihem. Yeshua called it b'Kriya. Dichsiv v'Yeshua ben Kolev, Yeshua ben Nun, v'Kolev ben Yifuna Koru b'gdeihem. It is by the Maisa of the Meraglim, Rabbi Yisai. Now, says the Gemara, Maskel, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yitem, Rabbi Shua, Bar Nachmeini. Yavik siv Yeshua, Kedek Omrit. If it would have said Yehoshua, I would have said like you said. Hash, dichsiv v'Yehoshua. Havaha Ovid, Yeshua had to do both, Nefila and Kriya. Moshe and Aaron only did Nefila. Yom Rav Elazar, Le'akol b'Kima, Le'akol b'Shachavoya. Not everybody's going to have Kima, and not everybody's going to have Shachavoya. He's talking about when Mashiach comes. Oh, Rabbi said, there's so much to know and so much to think about what's going to happen during these times. Malachim b'kima v'sonam b'shachavoyim. Malachim b'kima d'chsiv, it says in Yeshaya, Koyamar Hashem, Goy Yisrael, Kedushoy, Levaze, Nafshoy, Lemitav, Goy, Lava, Moishlam, Malachim, Yiru, v'komu, v'sonam b'shachavoyim, d'chsiv, sonam v'yishtachavu. Stop for 1 second to celebrate the moment we are now starting a new blot, Daf Tes Vov. And then mask if Lord Abami, mask Lord Abzeirvi, Tamer Abshmo Barachmani, Yavik Siv, Visorim Yishtachavu, Kirika Omrit, Hashiruk Siv, Sorim Vishtachavu. Hova, they did both. And finally, the Gemara ends with the same type of concept, which is the Pasuk, of course, that we are very familiar with. And this also needs beer. Omer Abnachma Yitzhak Afan Yoime Loya Kola Oira. Not everybody has Oira, not everybody has Simcha. Tzadikim l'Oira, v'yesharim l'Simcha. Tzadikim have Oira, light, and yesharim have Simcha. And Rashi says, the last Rashi in the Perek, yesharim l'Simcha, the yesharim adife me tzadikim. So the Chsiv, or Zeruah ala tzadik. The tzadik has or. Bul Yisharim Simcha, Dechsev, Yishrei Lev Simcha. Of course, this is all one pasuk. Tosfos talks about the fact, once again, with the vav, whether you combine. But I just want to tell you one thought that everybody's aware of. This is the pasuk we say at the beginning of Yom Kippurim. If you take the last letter of every word, it spells out Reb Akiva. Akiva with a hey. Like the name Akiva spelled in Yerushalmi with a hey. We always spell Akiva with an aleph. Rabbi Akiva, why is it here at the beginning of Yom Kippur? All types of tumults, but this is a big thing. Every little thing that we do, especially at a night like Yom Kippur, has much meaning, much, much meaning. Okay, Rabbi Isai.
I just don't understand the last mimer of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. I mean, what's he saying?
He's saying the same thing about whether or not you divide things up or not. He's just telling us that Loya Koloi, Rabbi Loya Kolo Simcha Tzadikim only have Or, and Yesharim have Simcha. The question is, I'm telling you, Uli Yishrei with the Vav, going back to what we just said, should Yesharim have both Or and Simcha? But Rashi, Derech Agav, mentions that Yesharim are on a higher level than Tzadikim, and therefore they have Simcha. They don't just have Or. Hadron Aloch Me Emosai, Hadron Aloch Me Emosai, Hadron Aloch Me Emosai, Mazel Tov Oli Rabbeisai, Bez Hashem Yisbarach will be back. This is something which really requires some type of a siyum and some type of a suda, some type of celebration. If I'm not mistaken, we are beginning our 77th perik in Shas. Our 77th perik in Shas. Who would have thought? It's not shayach to think what we've accomplished, what you've accomplished, what we accomplished together. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay, now we have one of the longest mishnayos in Shas. A Mishnah that is much longer than an Amid.
Mishnah combined here. Instead of separating like you do normally. Why is it all?
I don't know the answer to that. That's a very good question. Sometimes the mishnayos are different in the Gemara than they are in the mishnayos. But here in Shas, this is all one long Mishnah. One long Mishnah. Zok Dehelika Mishnah. And of course, this is Mishnah something that I've never heard in my lifetime anybody doing. I never read about anybody doing it. And this is the Mishnah that discusses what we already had before about what the procedure is when the matzav gets to be pretty severe vis-a-vis the lack of rain and what we do with the Tanesim. Zok the Halak Mishnah. Say the Taniyos Ketzad. What do you do? First thing you do is it's a pachad. Maitzir as a teva. What's the teva, Rabbi Say?
The Aron.
You take the Aron. When do we ever move the Aron? Take the Aron. It's a pellet, mamish. No, I don't know. I'm not sure. Rashi in the Rif says the Aron she sefer Torah munachas bo. I don't know if that means that the sefer Torah is in the Aron when they take it out or not. I'm not sure.
I
don't know.
Atzko says it's in.
Yeah, Atzko says what? You do take it out. Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure. But whatever it is, it's definitely the Aron in which the sefer Torah is held. And that alone is scary enough. V'nois and Efer. Now there's a Rashi here who tells us that there are two types of concept. One is Efer of ashes. One is Ofer of dirt. We just read recently a short article about the Rimnitz Rebbe that he would sit on the ground on Tisha B'Av with a box of ashes near him. Or when he said tikkun katzayis with ashes and put ashes on himself continuously, say that the Kaitan, Matina said teva a little chayva shaliyah. When I said efa miklan, you put ashes. I'll give you a teva on the teva. I'll give you a teva. Unbelievable. On the teva, you put ashes on the teva. Should give anybody the reason to get so concerned. Ubereisha nasi, the head of the nasi. Ubereisha abez, the head of the abez. And v'chol echav yechad doyse bereisha. Everybody puts ashes on their head.
Andriyamoka.
It doesn't say. I didn't see that. It's a good question, but it means on their head. I don't know where. But I just want you to understand something. Can you imagine a scene, Ramosha fight scene, is sitting there, Moshe Feinstein, the Gadol Hador, Moshe Feinstein, the Poisek Hador, the Tzadik Hador, and somebody comes and puts ashes on his head. Not Shaykh. Next. Azokhi Shebehem, Omol Vayim Devei Kavushin. Now you get a schmooze. Devei Kavushin, unusual word. Rashi says it compresses the heart. Achinu. It doesn't say by Ninveh he saw their sacks and their fast. Rashi has a whole big discussion why sometimes we use the word Kabbalah, sometimes we don't. Why sometimes we do and sometimes we don't. Zokta Mishnah, Kabbalah Oyma, the Koral of Avchem, the Albig Dechem, tear your hearts, it's not your clothing, it's your hearts. Omdu Batfilo, they got up to Davin, Marino Vea Teva, the Teva was always low. The only Shul I ever saw this in my life is Rav Hainem and Shul, the Aguda in Baltimore, where the Chazan has to take a step down to Davin. That's the words all over Chazal, Yerith Ne'ateva. Yerith Ne'ateva Zokein, Viragil, V'yeshlai Banim U'beisai Reikam, Zokein, an elder person, Viragil, who's Ragil to Davins, he shouldn't make any mistakes. So when the Chazal makes a mistake, it's not a good sign. V'yeshlai Banim, he has children, U'beisai Reikam, he has children, but his house is empty, there's no food. There's no food. No food. What does he mean? What do we know from no food? As he said Friday night in Shul, we know from no food. What do we know from no food? Chavetz Chaim didn't make Kiddush on wine for years because he couldn't afford it. Beshe Chochmas Friday night Suda was black bread and warm soup. We have more courses for dessert than they had in their whole meal. We have more dips and whatever we have. It's not Shaykh. Shaykh Zokein V'Rogel V'Yesh Leibonim U'Beisai Reikam. K'Yeshi Libo Shalim B'Tfilah, so in order for his heart to be full. Interesting word. Shalem tefillah, complete in the tefillah. Now, be able to say of Esther Abba brachos and 24 brachos are said in Shmon Esrei. Be able to say of Esther Abba brachos Yud Ches Shemachol Yom 18 that we say normally every day. And you add on another six. 6 plus 18 is 24. Ve'elhein Zichroinos v'Shoifros. Rashi says all the psukim that we say in Rosh Hashanah for Zichroinos and Shoifros. These kapitlach tilim were also added to the brachas. You didn't have to say the whole lashon of zechreinus v'shoifus. Now, this means that you don't have to go through all of the psukim as it is said here, but you can say a shortened version. What do you do with the first bracha? You say, we're used to this from Slichus, Rabbi Yisrael. Mishonas Avram Ar Maria, Hu Yad Eschem, V'yishma Kol Tzakaschem, Hayayim Azeh Baruch Ato Hashem, Goel Yisrael. Now this first bracha that is mentioned here is part of the bracha Shemot Esrei Goel Yisrael. So there are really six other brachas, and plus this seventh statement of the same concept. However, this seventh statement, which is actually the first one, is not called its own bracha because it's incorporated into Goel Yisrael. Going now historically, chronologically. Avraham at the Akedah, Klal Yisrael, Ekvias Yamsov. Mishonos Avos Eli Yamsov, Hu Yane Eschem. Vishma Kol Tzakaschem, Miyam Azeh Baruch Ato Hashem, Zoycha and Ishkochais. Stop. Al Ashlish is away, Mem Mishonos Yeshua Begilgo. Vaita Yeshua coming into Eretz Yisrael, chronologically again, third great person, Hu Yane Eschem. Vayishma Bekol Tzakaschem, Miyam Azeh Baruch Ato Hashem, Shemea Tshua. Al Ravias, the fourth bracha, Hu Aymer. Mishonos Yeshua Bamitzpah. Who Yaneschem? He should answer you. Vishma Kol Tzakaschem Yom Azeh Baruch Ato Hashem Shemeya Tzaoka Shemeya Tzaoka. Unbelievable. So what do we have here so far, Rabbi Yisrael? Avram, Klal Yisrael, Yoshua, and now Shmuel. chronological order. Elio Anovi, Bahara Carmel. Who answers David and Shlomo, his son, Yerushalayim? Who Yanes Chem Yishma Kol Tzakaschem Yemazeh Baruch Ato Hashem Hamirachem Al Ha'oretz Hamirachem Al Ha'oretz. Yes, sir.
This is out of order. Lessons not in order.
What's out of order, Mark?
David and Shlomo, they were out of order. They were before Eliyahu and Abib.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk about that another time as we go through the parak here. Okay, Zokta Gemara, Shlomo, David and Shlomo ben Obi Yerushalayim. Yane Eschem, Yishma Kol Tzakaschem, Bruchat Hashem, Hamarachem, Al Ha'oretz. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm missing some of. Weren't there six extra brachas? I must be off because we just said seven. So what's happening now?
I'll tell you again that it says there are seven additions that take place, one in one of the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei Goel Yisrael, and the other six have separate brachas. Therefore, there's a total of 24. But it's called Shvius. It's called seven because there are seven addendums, seven additions. Maisa. Oh, Rabbi, say another Omer of Shas. Maisa v'meir v'itachlefto v'charadya v'tradyan shavar echad l'vnei ha'tevo. The Gomer has a bracha kula. Lo anu achar av amen. And they did not answer amen. Now, this is something that obviously we're not zeicher to see. We're not zeicher to see that what was done in the Beis HaMikdash versus what is done bizmanenu. What happened here? So it says they didn't answer amen. Fine. Then it says, Tiku Kahanim. Tiku, what is that? So Rashi says, Chazan HaKnesses Omer Lehen HaKol Brocha U'Brocha Abu HaShamish Lo Shliach Tzibur. Besides the Shliach Tzibur, there was a Shamish here who was also saying things. And after the Brochas, he would say these Psukim here. With these statements, Mishana Tavavir Ariya Hu Yaneschem, Yishma Kol Tzakaschem, Ayer Mazeh, Hariyu Bnei Aaron Hariyu, Mishana Tavaseinu Al Yamsuf Hu Yaneschem, Yishma Kol Tzakaschem, Ayer Mazeh. And the Bach says, Mechayim Bechol Brocha Ubrocha. That's what they did. Ukshiba Adover Eitzach Achamim Amru. No, 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 no. This is something that was reserved for the Beis HaMikdash. It was not reserved for regular people to do, even when there were tzaras. Okay, stop. Now, we've discussed the addendum to the brachas. Now we're going to discuss the halachas of the Tanais, even though we've already discussed them in the first perek. But now we're up to the second part. In this perek, of A, the changes in the Shemoneh Esrei, and B, what happens as the Tanaisim continue. Shalosh Tanios Rishonos. Yes?
Why is this in a separate parak?
That's what I was just bavarning, really. It's a very good question. I'm not sure. It's a good question. Good question. Shalosh Tanios Rishonos. The first three fast days, Anshei Mishma, Misanin, Veloy Mashlimim. Stop. We all know that the Kahanim and Levim were divided into 24 groups. Every group came to the Beis HaMikdash for a week. Thus, most of the groups were in the Beis HaMikdash 2 weeks a year, which would equal 48 weeks, but they're really 50 weeks in a year, so two other groups were there three times a year. Fine. Now, the Anshei Mishmar were then subdivided into a Beis Av. that they were there for a week, that group, and then the group divided itself among the 7 days of the week. So the Anshe Mishmar were the group, Anshe Mesov were the day. So Mishnah said like this, Anshe Mishmar Masan in the day, they would fast, Anshe Mishmar V'lo Mashlim, they would not complete the fast, on the Shalosh Taniyas Rishonis. So the Shalosh Taniyas Rishonis, Anshe Mishmar, the entire group, Mis'anin V'lo Mashlim, the Anshe Mesov, the people who had to work, Lo Hayim Mis'anin Klal, they didn't fast at all because they had to work. Shalosh Shaniyos, the second group of three, more severe, Anshe Mishmar Mesanin also, they had a fast. Umashlimim, the Anshe Mesov Mesanin, they fasted also. The Loi Mashlimim, but they did not complete the fast. Shevach Reines, where the intensity is raised even more. Eilu v'Eilu Mesanin, they all fast. Umashlimim, Divrei Yeshua. Chabarayim, Shalosh Taniyos Rishonos, Eilu v'Eilu Loi Mesanin Klal, they didn't fast at all. Shalosh Shaniyos, Anshe Mishmar Mesanin, and the Anshe Mishmar would fast, but Lo Yimashlim, and they would not complete the fast. The Anshe Mesov, Lo Yimashlim, Klal. Shevach Reinos, Anshe Mishmar Mesanin, Umashlim, the Anshe Mesov Mesanin, Lo Yimashlim. So once again, there's a machloikis in this when there is severity because of the situation that there's no rain. What is the reaction for the people who are in the Beis HaMikdash? What is their reaction of the Anshe Mishmar and the Anshe Base of? How quickly do they climb the ladder of severity or of Tadesim to conduct themselves like everybody else? Anshe Mishmar, we're on the second wide line right now. Anshe Mishmar mutar l'shtosh yayin b'leilos. They're allowed to drink wine at night. Avaloi b'yomim, but not during the day. V'anshe base of, Anshe base of lo b'yomim v'loi b'leil. Okay, now this is something else that we don't like to talk about too much, but alcohol stops a person's ability to be involved in whatever they're involved in a completely, I stress the word completely, clear head. This halacha is nogeya somewhat nowadays for kahanim, for duchening, no drinking before duchening. One of the reasons we duchen on Simchas Torah before Shacharis, by Shacharis, not by Musaf, etc. Serious issues, duchening. Duchening is as close as we get to the Avodah. Okay. Now we have a new group. Anshe Maimed. Anshe Maimed are people who represented the Jewish people. And the Jewish people, meaning the Yisraelim, besides Kohanim and Levim, as we just mentioned, the Yisraelim were also divided into 24 groups. Why were they divided into 24 groups? Because people had to be near their carbon when their carbon was presented. So, what do you have to do with anything? The answer is that every single day there was a carbon tumid, twice a day. That carbon tumid was brought by who? For who? Was brought by the Kohanim for everybody in Klal Yisrael. So therefore that carbon had also needed representation, so to speak. So Klal Yisrael was also divided into 24 groups. However, these groups were subdivided. Half went to the Beis HaMikdash and half stayed home. So what happened now? Anshe Mishmar, Yanshe Maimed, Asurin, Milasapel, Makabes, they may not haircut or wash clothing. Ubechamishi Mutarin, but on Thursday they are allowed to make Kfoira Shabbos because they cover Shabbos. What's the problem with these things? Why they can't do it on Monday? The Gemara is going to talk about it. They cover the Shabbos. Stop. Now, we have a Sefer mentioned. This Sefer is a important, of course it's important. What status does it have is the Shiloh. We had this brought out earlier, a few weeks ago, in Dafyat Beis. We'll take a look at Rashi and the Mishnah in a moment. But it says like this, Kol HaKos of Megillus Titus, everything written in Megillus Titus, which are minor holidays. The Loyal Mispid Lefanav, where it says you should not say a Hespid. The Loyal Mispid, you should not say a Hespid. Lefanav Asur, Erev, that the holiday is also Asur. L'achur of Mutar, and afterwards it is permissible. Rabbi Yisrael Melafanav Alachrav Aser. It's Aser to say a Hesped before and afterwards. Kolakosum Megillus Tainis, that you shouldn't say a Hesped. It's Aser a Hesped before and afterwards. It basically says Lefanav Alachrav Aser. Both are Aser. The loyalist out of it says you shouldn't fast. Lefanav Alachrav Mutar. Rabbi Yisrael Melafanav Aser Alachrav Mutar. Now, This does have some ramifications for us. A little difficult, because we have, first of all, the Yontif in which we do fast, Erev Yontif, which is Tainis Becheiris, which is a difficulty how you allow to fast on Tainis Becheiris since it's Erev Pesach. And we also have a Shiloh that we fast Erev Purim. Then the question is, if a person has Yartzeit or there's a Tzara, like we had earlier this winter, where we made a fast day, half a fast day, because of the matzav of Corona and everything else, it's a question, can you do that on Erev Chanukah and Erev Purim? Zok the Gemara
Baita. What about Erev
Shabbos? Fasting is permissible. Fasting is permissible Erev Shabbos. Good question, Mr. Carson. We know we just experienced it this past Friday. And when people have Yartzeit, you're also allowed to fast on Erev Shabbos. Zok the Gemara Baita. Email the phone of us. No, excuse me. Ain Goishman Tainis Alatsibu Bitskilo Bechamishi. We do not make a fast start on a Thursday. Something Chazal were very involved in. We've seen it many times by learning Chosh and Mishpat. Chazal are very involved in the market. It wasn't that Chazal left the market to the scientist, or Chazal left the market to the businessman. Chazal were very involved in control of the market. And one of the main things they wanted to make sure was that people would not get ripped off. And they wanted to make sure that there was no sudden surge. And if people would buy a lot of meals on Thursday, people would think, oh, there must be a hunger coming, and they'd raise the prices. The first three Tanais are what? Sheni, v'chamishi, v'sheni. Monday, Thursday, Monday. We don't start off on a Thursday. V'sholosh, shniyos. And the second group, chamishi, sheni, v'chamishi. Thursday, Monday, Thursday. No. Just like the first ones are not starting off on a Thursday, so too the second ones and the third ones. Stop. Last part of the Mishnah. We do not make a tainis on Rosh Chodesh. Because Rosh Chodesh, Rashi says, on the end of the second wide line, they're called the Moyed. And the Gemara in Erechin elaborates on this. That's the special uniqueness of saying Halal also about days which are called Moyed. The Zokta Helika Mishnah, engagement, Tainis, and let's say you made up that there was a tzara, so you're fasting Monday, Thursday, whatever it was, and you didn't realize that one of those days are going to come out of Chanukah or Purim. So a Gaishan tells us, but if you started a series of fast days, Ein Maf Sikin, you do not stop because of these days, which means you would fast on Chanukah Purim or Shchodesh. Even though he said you do fast, he was moider though they don't complete the fast. And then the Mishnah ends with a startling halacha. Tisha B'Av Shabbos, where Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday, you're not going to be mashlim. Now, of course, in our calendar, Tisha B'Av does not fall out on Friday, and Shabbos B'Tabas does not fall out on Friday, and Sayyid Medallia does not fall out on Friday. And the only fast day ever falls out on Friday of a regular fast day, which is on the schedule of the year calendar, is a certain B'Tavis. That doesn't happen all the time. And why that happens, a lot of people wrote a lot of read about why it happens. Okay, so we're going to stop here, Rabbi Yisrael.
Quick question.
Yes, go ahead.
The question is, we just said that Shabbat is permitted to fast, go into a Tanis on where Shabbos ends the Tanis. Here it would indicate that it's not permissible to go into Shabbos because they would not finish Tisha B'Av. It seems to be a little bit of a steer there.
What are you asking again, Mr. Kossoff? Repeat the question, please.
We said it's okay. Rabbi, I asked a question, and the Rav said that it's okay to do a Tanis on Friday that ends on Shabbos. But I said this last case would indicate it's not so clear because they would not finish the Tisha B'Av because it ended on Shabbos, so they would stop early. So it would indicate it's not so clear that it's okay to fast on a Friday going into a Shabbos.
That's correct. Except that we do it by Sar B'Tavis, obviously, as all the Klai Yishol is knowing, as we did it this past Friday, and that deserves a shir unto itself, Mr. Kostel, but it's a very good question. Okay, we're going to stop here, Rabbi Isai. Wishing everybody a Slacha Rabba. Mazel Tov in finishing our finishing another Perek in Shas. And we should all be Zeicha to be back together, learning inside Shul and celebrating Siyumim with food and with Amen. Each other's camaraderie. Kol Tov, Rabbi Isai, a Slacha Rabba.